This is VOA News by remote. I'm Gene Rand. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's ready to sign an executive order to ban TikTok in the United States, ratcheting up pressure on the short video app's Chinese owner to sell it off. The order could happen as early as today. The move would reportedly stem from national security concerns over how TikTok handles personal data and would represent a major blow for Beijing-based ByteDance, which is one of only a handful of truly global Chinese conglomerates, thanks to TikTok's commercial success. Mr. Trump's announcement yesterday followed what were called frantic negotiations between the White House, ByteDance, and potential buyers of TikTok, including Microsoft, but there was no deal. Reuters quotes a source who says ByteDance's valuation expectations for TikTok exceed $50 billion and that the company insists on retaining a minority stake, both ideas of apparently complicated talks. The U.S. has intensified its economic pressure on China over its treatment of ethnic minorities, notably Uyghurs in far western Xinjiang province. It is the latest sign of badly damaged U.S.-China relations and comes a week after the Trump administration closed the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas, prompting Beijing to force last weekend's shutdown of the U.S. consulate in Chengdu. The Treasury Department says it's blacklisted the Xinjiang Production and Construction Corps, known as XPCC, along with its former party secretary and the current deputy secretary. China denies minority mistreatment and says the camps holding large numbers of Uyghurs provide vocational training needed to fight extremism. With the beginning of August comes the news that coronavirus deaths in the United States rose by over 25,000 in July, as cases doubled in 19 states during the month. The figures come from a Reuters tally and further diminish hopes of quickly reopening the American economy. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. The United States recorded 1.87 million new coronavirus cases in July, bringing today's total infection number to 4.6 million, with a loss of more than 153,000 lives. Some outdoor virus testing sites in Florida are shutting down in anticipation of Hurricane Isaias. Meanwhile, the state's daily death numbers are setting grim records. Nearly 7,000 people in Florida have lost their lives to the pandemic. Case count in the state, well over 470,000. Worldwide, Johns Hopkins University puts the infection number at 7.6 million, with fatalities headed towards 680,000. Mexico now has the third largest loss of lives in the pandemic, 46,000, trailing only that of the United States and Brazil. Mexican health officials yesterday said the country had recorded close to 700 new fatalities. In Vietnam, which suffered its first COVID-19 death this week, a third victim has died, and the city of Da Nang has become a hotspot, with more than 100 infections, including a dozen new cases today. COVID is surging in Hong Kong. The semi-autonomous Chinese territory reported 100 new corona cases today. City authorities have reimposed dining restrictions and face mask requirements. India is reporting a devastating spike of more than 5,700 infections in the latest 24-hour period, pushing its caseload far above 1.6 million. More than a million of those infections happened in July. Indian aviation officials have pushed the resumption of international flights back another month to August 31st. In South Korea, the elderly leader of a religious sect has been arrested after being linked to more than 5,000 of the country's 14,000 COVID infections. He's charged with underreporting religious gatherings. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's putting off plans to further ease lockdown conditions in the UK. Johnson says there is evidence the prevalence of COVID-19 in the community is likely rising for the first time since May. Britain has lost upwards of 46,000 lives to the pandemic. South Korean tech giant Samsung says today it's ending operations at its last computer factory in China, the latest manufacturer to shift production from the world's second largest economy. This as companies rethink their production and supply chains amid rising Chinese labor costs, the U.S.-China trade war, and the effects of the pandemic. The Samsung factory involved shipped $4.3 billion worth of goods out of China in 2012. By 2018, that figure was just $1 billion. Samsung spokesman says, quote, China remains an important market, and we will continue to provide superior products and services for Chinese consumers. More news online at voanews.com for your listening convenience. There's also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.